Welcome to the Hockey Hound Show. Join us as we break down the latest stories from around the National Hockey League, interviews, and more. Here are your hosts for the show, Michael Prieto and Matt Rezutis.
Welcome back to the Hockey Hound Show. I'm Mike. I got my landmate Matt with me. And today, we're going to be talking about the Hawks have finally fired their inept head coach. We got Brady Tkachuk being named the Ottawa Senators' new captain. Not sure how many they got. McDavid had an absolutely unbelievable goal the other day. Jack Eichel will get his surgery. And we're going to talk about some stats leaders. But first off, do us a favor. Hit subscribe. If this is your first time, we really, really appreciate it. And buckle in, because we're going to get going. So, Blackhawks head coach Jeremy Colin finally been relieved of his duties, along with a couple of his assistants, Thomas Mitel and Sheldon Brookbank. It was about time. They're 1-9-2. It's been an absolutely horrific start to the year for this team. And it's time to move on. Matt, where are you at with these guys?
Yeah, I'm happy that they finally gave him the boot. The team just needed a new path. They were doing the same thing over and over every game, and just, you know, wasn't working out. Poor Marc-Andre Fleury is, like, goals against average is, I think it's at probably 6 by now, and just feel bad for the guy. He left Vegas, a really good team, and he came here, and it's like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, he didn't exactly leave it willingly.
Well, he's not playing the best either. Lately, he's been better. I think he had a really good game against the Blues the other night. And then the Hawks were about to beat Carolina. Actually, would have gave them their first loss of the season. And he let up some pretty bad ones, and the Hurricanes came back. But the Hurricanes did drop a game, finally, to the Florida Panthers the other night. So there are no more undefeated teams in the NHL.
That's great, because I was getting sick and tired of hearing about the Carolina Hurricanes, because I'm going to call it right now. The Carolina Hurricanes are not going to win the Stanley Cup this year.
Eh, okay. Well, I think they're putting up a good case that they are top contenders. They're playing well. Rod Brendamore is a great coach. Goaltending's there, even though Antti Raanta got steamrolled against Florida. Came out and played that puck, and hard to stop a train at a quick second, and the guy collided with him, and all the Carolina Hurricanes fans are up in arms, pissed off about it. But hey, guys, sorry. You leave your crease like that and you play the puck, you're going to get rolled over sometimes, and that's what happened. And I'm pro goalie, and Raanta was at fault on that one.
I'll tell you what, I don't think Ranta's ever going to do that again.
No, he won't do that again. And you know what? He should have stayed in the net, because that his defenseman was right on this guy. There was no way that forward was getting a clean shot. So he should have just kind of stayed patient. Good for him. He was going for it. He wanted to make a play, but it ended up biting him on that.
Do you think that there should be a rule that goalies can only move, you know, so far out of the crease while plays, unless you're going to the bench, unless you're being pulled to the bench? Do you think there should be a rule against that?
No, because I think if you go out and play the puck, try to stop like a breakaway, a 1-on-0 or something, and you're out of that crease and someone does collide with you, I'm not saying the guy should steamroll the goalie because he's got the puck. I don't think that should be allowed. But if there's going to be collision, I don't think a guy should get a 5-minute major for that. I mean, if they go behind the trapezoid to play a puck and a guy hits him, I don't think that should be legal either. But, if you're like a forward and say, come on, man, this guy's going to play the puck all night, well, you got to dump it in, and you got to dump it better. Than you don't want it to go around the net. You got to chip it in the corners. That's why Patrick Waugh and Marty Brodeur, Eddie Belfour, they were so effective, because they could play that puck and there was no trapezoid, and they could pretty much clear the zone by themselves, you know? So I think that trapezoid is actually a good rule to, for goalies. So you're creating more offense that way. But as for skating out, I mean, if they want to go for it, let them go. But if there's going to be collisions, so they got to keep that in mind.
In a way, if it could be a way to protect goalies from head injuries.
What, playing the puck?
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
considering what Raanta did, it would only be a matter of time before somebody takes a shoulder to the head, mask comes flying off, and then they hit their head on the ice.
Well, I don't know. Like you said, I don't think Rance is going to be doing that again for a while. And it's just one of those plays. It's full speed. It's a fast game. And sometimes when you're going that fast, that stuff's going to happen.
Yeah. So the Yotes got their first win of the season. Hooray
Finally.
For them.
All right. Yeah.
Give us a breakdown on this turn of events here for the Yotes. They might go on a 10 game run now.
Well, Seattle unfortunately was the victim to that one. And, you know, you don't want to be the team that, like Ottawa was for the Blackhawks. You never want to be that team to give the team their first win. But yeah, it's pretty much the only good news the Yotes are going to have for a while. So. Only positive news we can give for him.
So Connor McDavid completely undressed. For
just say the New York Rangers.
For
as he did.
New York Ranger defenders, and it was beautiful the way that he did it. Do you think that speed is his ally, or is it more of a stick handling type of a thing?
Well, he scored the goal of the year, and it's only November, early November. I think speed, puck possession, and vision are Connor McDavid's tools. And if you're a defenseman, you want to, with your partner, you want to play tight, and you want to force Connor McDavid to the outside, and they gave him too much space in the middle, and he turned up his speed, used his vision, and he completely undressed, we'll just say the New York Rangers, because every guy out there got undressed.
Yeah, and it was actually pretty cool because he was going to skate in and then he had to skate out because he was going to be offsides, and that's what led up to the goal. He just came around, he had some speed, and then just decided to just go for it. Essentially, at the last second,
it's not like he's playing against the Coyotes either. The Rangers are a good team.
Yeah,
and he did that to them, and he did that a couple of years ago, I think, against the Maple Leafs. He had a highlight reel goal just like that. It wasn't through four guys, but I think he undressed, I want to say Morgan Riley, and he just absolutely, Morgan Riley put his head up like, are you kidding me? And that's how this goal was, too. It was unbelievable. Why, he's the best in the world.
Yeah, Morgan Riley, he's, you know, that's not an easy guy to do that to.
That's an experienced defenseman that just, it doesn't matter. Connor McDavid can make you look like an AHL 6 defenseman at times.
So it looks like Jack Eichel's going to get his surgery, which is good news for him. Do you know when that's scheduled to take place?
I don't know, but I know he wants to play in 3 months after the surgery. So we don't really have a lot of data on that surgery. So we're going to see. It could be longer. Maybe it's going to be sooner, but I know he's excited to play. That's a good team when they're healthy. They got to just get everybody back on track here. And I think Vegas is going to be another contender.
You know, I mean, I think that it's easy for him to say, you know, that's what he wants, but who knows what's going to happen after he has this surgery, you know?
Yeah, he's going off, I believe, data and getting advice from UFC fighters, I want to say, that got the surgery, and they said it was one of the easiest surgeries they've ever had. They go in and they're out the next night or something. So hopefully it goes well for him.
So what is, you know, why was everybody so... I mean, being a UFC fighter is tough, man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's very physical. So what would be the problem of an NHL player getting this surgery? Like, what was the holdup?
Well, maybe UFC guys, they're not, you know, they don't have 10-year contracts or 8-year contracts, whatever it was. And sure. I think Buffalo was just, you know, nervous about the long term on it. Like, hey, what if it doesn't go well, or we're out our superstar and... you know, we got to still pay this guy. But the UFC guys, hey, it doesn't work for him. He retires. He's got to find something else to do.
Right.
So on the human side, you're glad, you know, that Eichel is getting that surgery because he wants to live better and, you know, good for him. But it's risky. If you're paying this guy, you don't want it to, you want it to go well. You don't want him to be out. God forbid there's kind of like complications on it. And
yeah,
it doesn't work for him. And it's, who knows? We might not even know till next season. Like, hey, it's still lingering there. It's still hurting me, and it didn't really work. So Vegas is taking the risk here, and I think that's what Buffalo was afraid of.
Yeah, they're taking a huge risk, which goes, you know, it shows even more how far they're just going for it, you know?
Yeah, they're putting all the chips up, man. They like Vegas style, right on the gambling table. They're they want to win a cup. And you know what? If I'm a Vegas fan, and I actually consider myself a fan, I thought it was cool their first year. That they made the final. I mean, like the Misfits, they went with that. Like, hey, no one wanted us, so let's go prove to the world that we're gonna win, and they almost did. And ever since that, every season they're going for it. They're getting big free agents. They're making big trades. And I mean, if you're a fan, you gotta love that. Like, hey, my team's going for it every year. They're going for it. There's no rebuilding or no. I mean, they've gotten Robin Leonard. They've gotten Mark Stone. Max Pacioretty. They've had guys like Stastny. I know he's gone, but they've been, you know, getting that big fish, and it's awesome, man. Like, if any team out there, any fan of like Calgary or Columbus, you want to see your team getting the big guys, you know, and it's fun to see.
It is, and it also kind of begs the question: is like, when is the rebuild going to have to happen here?
Exactly.
Vegas.
It's going to happen. They're going to bottom out sooner or later. It happened to the Red Wings, you know, a couple of years ago. They were good for, what, 22 straight years in the playoffs or whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they always got rid of that first-round draft pick and brought in the superstar from the other team to help out in the playoffs. And I should remember the 90s, man. It was just like their fourth line was, like, could have been a first line for a team. On a different team, and they had three starting goalies, and it's taken a while, but they're rebuilding. They're looking good now, but there was a rough period of time where I was like, oh man, they are not even close, because they didn't have any good picks developing over the years, and Stevie Y's doing it the right way, and give him some time.
Do you think that Vegas has given away so much of their draft picks that building from the draft is incredibly difficult?
I think Nick Suzuki is going to come back and bite him, because he's a good young player. Montreal locked him up because they knew that they could see it. He's going to be a great player. I think they traded, even the last trade. Alex Tuch is the same age as Jack Eichel. I'm not saying he's Jack Eichel, but he's one of those guys that, you know, he's not going to be the best player, but he's an important player, and every team needs that type of guy. And I'm a big Alex Tuch fan. Last year, he was great in the playoffs. He was making his team that, you know, didn't protect him, the Wild, pay. He had a good playoff series, and I think he's going to fit well in Buffalo. But there's some young guys that you never know. You never know. Look at... I guess I can use the example of the trade the Flames made with Dallas. The Flames traded Joe Nieuwendyk to Dallas for Jerome Iginla that year, and Dallas won a cup in 99, I believe.
Yeah, they
did. Hey, they went for it. They got their cup, and look at how good of a player Jerome Iginla was. He never won that cup, though. He couldn't win the cup in Calgary or anywhere he went. So it might take a while to see.
That's kind of crazy to think back that they traded Joe Nieuwendyk for Jerome Iginla.
He was the missing piece. He was that center they needed.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think of Joe Nieuwendyk and Theron Fleury being, you know, kind of one and one, you know, with each other, you know. And to be honest with you, they got a really good pick. I'm not a pick, but a player back. I mean, they got a franchise cornerstone back, and they traded a cornerstone for another cornerstone for a younger one.
Can you imagine if they kept Iginla? Mike Modano, Jerome Iginla, Darian Hatcher, Eddie Belfour, Daryl Sedor, all those guys, they would have been awesome too. But that year, we needed a center that's been there before, that could play with Mike Modano, play with Yuri Lehtinen, all those top six guys. And hey, it was a great playoff series. They beat Dominik Hasek with that controversial Brett Hall
skate crease.
That was one of my favorite Stanley Cups. I have it taped. I watch it all the time. And everyone
that shows how old you are.
I know. They love to rave and rave about Dominik Hasek. Yes, he was an exciting, good goalie. But Belfour was way better that series. And it showed, because they won the cup.
And it's too bad that
Belfour will always be my guy.
Hasek never got a decent helmet. That's what I always hated
the
about
the birdcage. He always wore that
bullshit helmet, man. And I was like, gosh, it's just...
You know what? I tried that for a year, in high school. I tried it. It was more like Chris Osgood's.
Oh, okay.
With, it was a little different, but my dad made me wear that Patrick Wah, like, glass clear, not glass, the, but the plastic, the shield.
Yeah.
And it would always fog up on me, and I hated it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going back to the regular goalie helmet. But I it's funny because my brother-in-law played in Canada juniors, and we went to go see him 1 year, and he was the only American on the team, and he was only 16, and he had a helmet like Hasek, like a normal helmet, but they kept, you know, giving him the, hey, Yank, nice birdcage, and he hated it. So
did he?
He finally took it off, put the visor on, and of course, he takes a puck to the mouth, so...
Oh my god!
Just a story I had to throw in there, but I was laughing when you brought up that his helmet. But yeah. Hey, it didn't matter for him. He was good. It didn't matter what helmet he had on. He was a slinky and made some unbelievable saves.
That's crazy. So Patrick Laine is out 4 to 6 weeks with an oblique injury.
Ooh,
brutal.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough for that team. I know he's not scoring much. I think he's got 2 overtime game winners, I believe.
Yeah.
But we know the Hound is a big fan of the Jackets. And, hey, they've been good. But this is a very important player. They got to get him back as soon as possible.
Yeah, that's really too bad. It almost seemed like he was having a more of a – I would probably say his morale has been higher this year than it has been the past couple years past. And apparently that was a little infectious to a lot of the players. You know, and it's really unfortunate that, you know, that he went down like that.
Yeah, he has 3 goals and 7 assists, 9 games.
So let's go over some stats, Matt.
Sounds good. Well, who do you think's leading the NHL?
I have no idea. I know for sure that it's not. I know for sure it's not Austin Matthews in anything other than broken dreams.
Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid continue at the top, and I think it's going to be like that for the next decade, probably.
And do you think that they're going to bow out in the first round of the playoffs for the next decade too?
If they don't get a goaltender, yes, I do.
Because that's what happened with the that's what happened with the Capitals.
Yeah, when Ovi and Backstrom, they finally got the Holt Beast in there. Who's playing pretty damn well in Dallas?
Is he?
Yeah, he's playing well. I think he's their starter. I mean, they consider him the starter now. And they have 4 of them, so hey, hopefully Edmonton calls.
Man, that's crazy. I can't believe that they just practically own the market on goalies.
Crazy. There are some good goalies out there. And you know what's funny, too? James Reimer, his goals against average is 1.60, and he's on the Sharks. And I was honestly laughing. And good for him. I know the Sharks, they're a decent team this year, and I thought they'd be at the bottom. And you got Jacob Markstrom right behind him, who's had a good, very good season with the Flames. I think Daryl Sutter is having a great year with those guys, and that system works for a goalie like him. And he's just, his numbers are going to stay great.
Wow. So what other stats do you got?
Well, we got Ovi. And like I was going to say, we should make an award like the 3rd best scorer because Draisaitl or McDavid is going to be 1 or 2. There should be like the guy in 3rd place getting an award because it's not fair because they're always going to be up 23 points right now. Draisaitl, McDavid, 22, and the closest guy is Ovechkin with 18, who's having a good season. He's about to pass Brett Hall, I believe, in goals. He's going to be top 5 soon. I believe he's 741, is it?
I have no idea.
Yeah, it could be.
I'm not an Ovi fan.
Really?
Yeah. I'm predicting that he's not going to do it, and I hope that he doesn't.
Well, I mean, I think even Gretzky's rooting for him, man. He's got 2 goals this year. He's a great guy, man. I think he's good for the game. I don't think he was, you know, how they debated who's better, Sid or Ovechkin.
I'd take Crosby.
Thought it was Sid.
Yeah.
Just because I think Sid is like that quiet guy. He doesn't seem like he brags, you know. Ovi's kind of a flashy Hollywood type of guy. Look at me. A lot of people like that. I like it. I think it's cool. But if I'm building a team, I would have taken Sidney too.
I think Crosby's a better player all the way up and down. He's not
solid
as
two-way, yes.
He's not as dynamic of a goal scorer as Ovi is, but you don't need to score 700 goals to win Stanley Cups. You just need to score enough to win. And actually, Jonathan Toews, if anything, has shown that you know, he's never been a 50-goal guy, and he's never been a 40-goal guy, you know.
Close,
but he's scored enough to win, and I think that's what Crosby has done as well. He's, you know, put the pens on his back when he's needed to. You know, he does everything for that team, and I just don't think that that's not something that Ovi has had.
Yeah, I think Ovi's that one good year they all had together, I think Holtby was the X factor of that series. He stood on his head all season, and he finally got those guys over the hump. And that was the year they beat Vegas, I believe, right? Yeah, I think Vegas was, they made it to the final their first year.
Yeah, they did. Man, it's incredible how Vegas has had, you know, some playoff success, but has never been able to really close the deal.
They thought this year would be the year. And can you imagine
that's
if
what
Eichel
happens.
Had that surgery in the summer?
Yeah.
I think that it would have been scary. And it would be good for Team USA, too, if Eichel was playing.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate that he hasn't been able to play.
Yeah, now Dylan Larkin's out, too, and that's a concerning thing. You know, he could be a top six forward for the Americans this year, too. And, you know... We got Austin Matthews still, and we got some good guys still. We got Kyle Connor, Kaner, DeBrincat, Austin Matthews, obviously. We got a good defense, too, and I like Hellebuck, and I like our chances this year. And I say us as being an American. I know Canada's going to be good, though.
Oh,
gonna be
my
very,
gosh.
Very, very good.
Mrazek is out for 4 weeks with the Maple Leafs with a groin injury.
Yeah, that means Jack Campbell's got to stay healthy. And you know what? He turned his game around the last couple games. He's been very, 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 very good. And I don't know if you watched that Tampa game. That was that felt like a playoff game. It went to overtime. That was just a great game. Campbell played awesome.
So Brady Tkachuk was named the Senators captain the first since 2018. I don't know what these guys have been waiting for to name a captain of this team. You know, I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. It just bugs me that it's like you can't pick one guy out of the locker room to captain your team.
Yeah, I think it was the right call. I know Thomas Chabot was another call. He's a good player too, exciting. I think it came down to Brady's off ice, they were saying. They love him. They love his workouts. They love how he is with his teammates. And I think I called it in the summer. I thought that Brady would be the next captain, and they did name him captain. And
he called it.
Good for Ottawa. He's the first captain since Erik Karlsson. I know a lot of Sens fans out there are pretty bitter about him leaving, but hey, man, you don't have to pay this guy $13 million to be a minus 30 anymore, so it's all good, boys.
It looks like Anthony Mantha's out indefinitely for the Capitals because he's having he had shoulder surgery on Friday.
Yeah, that was a big trade last year with the Red Wings and the Caps. And I think his first game last year with the Caps, he scored four goals, or maybe it was second or third game, but that was a good fit for him. And hopefully they get him back soon. He was a good player in Detroit. And I know the Capitals were looking for him to be somewhat of a future piece for him. So hopefully he gets back soon.
Yeah, looks like Price is going to be reporting to the Montreal Canadiens on Monday, and nice. that's good news for them. You know, good news for him. You know, I hope that he was able to get the help that he needed, and that he feels that he's in a place where, you know, that he can move forward. You know, and that's really great news.
Yeah, for sure. Take a step back and look at life. Enjoy your family, and you know, take your mind off the game and. Get your mind right, get your body right, because, hey, they had a tough playoff series, man. It was a long grind, and it probably mentally wore him down physically, too, and it just sucks he's got to come back to a pretty crappy team.
Yeah.
But, you know what? I think he's used to it, quite honestly.
Yeah, so I was just about to say that. When has Montreal ever been good in front of him, you know?
I mean, they were good last year, but they weren't like super good.
Yeah.
It was just it was working out for them. They were just grinding out games, and Philip Deneau was shutting down everybody. And Carey Price was playing great too. They just ran into a Stanley Cup juggernaut team of the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, they were a juggernaut. To be honest with you, whoever came out of that Eastern Conference final was going to win the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, the Islanders were close. They're still my pick this year. I think they're going to turn it around, but I'm hoping the Islanders can get on a little hot streak here and make me look good.
In all honesty, it kind of seems like the Islanders are more built for the playoffs than they are for the regular season.
That's true. I think they're that playoff style, you know, close games, grinded out games. I think, yeah, they're built for that. But hey, you got to make it there to play it there. So.
Oh, I agree. It just seems like that's like they're kind of built that way. And but they, I mean, if they come in, even if they come in the last wild card spot, I mean, they'll be a team to look out for. But they're built for playoff success.
Well, yeah, that division, man. They're sitting sixth place right now, 5-2-2 with 12 points.
Wow.
And yeah, that's sixth place, and they're behind the Caps by 2 points. They're 5-2-4, and the Blue Jackets are 7-3, 14 points. It's such a great division, the Metropolitan Division. And I mean, you got Carolina 9-1, the Rangers 6-3. Even the last place team, eighth seeded team, is 4-3-3, and that's the Pittsburgh Penguins. And we saw how good they were. They're still a good team. That's just going to be a tough one, man. I think it's going to be five teams from that division making the playoffs.
In all honesty, imagine when they can dump Gino's contract, that $9.5 million cap hit that he's got, and get a few more players in there.
Yeah, maybe this year they're going to want to get rid of him because he's not going to re-sign, and maybe he'll go to a playoff contending team, you know, out west or something.
Yeah, where he can play two games before he gets injured again.
Yep.
All right, man, you got anything else?
No, man, I'm excited as a Blackhawks fan to see how they're gonna going to play forward. With their new coach, Derek King. Yeah, I'm going to watch it in a little bit. And I'm hoping that it's a complete turnaround. I know the Predators are a very good team, though. They're pesky. And they got Saros in net, I believe, tonight. And the Hawks always struggle against them. But I'm happy to hear Carey Price is coming back. I'm glad he's got his mind right. And I hope he dominates.
Yeah, me too. I'm really pulling for Dylan Larkin now, you know, so that he can, you know, whatever he's got going on, he get that straightened out so he can get back in the game, even though I'm not a...
Yeah, the Wings are playing great. They're playing, well, not great, but they're playing good, and they're ahead of their rebuilding, I believe, their rebuild schedule. So
yeah. Well, all right, everybody.
Playing great, too.
That's all that we got for you tonight. This is the Hockey Hound Show. Do us a favor. Like us on Twitter. We would really appreciate it. Hit that subscribe button, and go ahead and check out our website, officialhockeyhound.com, and we'll see you on the next one. This is Mike and Matt. We're out of here.
Thank you for listening to the Hockey Hound Show. You can follow us on social media at Hockey Hound Show. And be sure to check out our website at www.officialhockeyhound.com.